And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, production of Fortis Institutes. Florida has delivered decisive action against predators with the arrest of 48 suspected child traffickers in a six-day undercover operation, the highest number ever captured in this annual effort. Meanwhile, across the Atlantic, the European Union has fully implemented its so-called Media Freedom Act, which does exactly the opposite of what the name suggests. This Orwellian legislation allows EU authorities to detain, penalize, intercept, or inspect journalists whenever they claim an overriding reason of public interest. Translation: if your reporting challenges the approved narrative on migration, climate, or nationalism, expect a knock on your door. And the culture of death continues its grim march in New Zealand, where euthanasia deaths jumped 37% to 472 cases this year. And most chilling, a staggering 441 people chose lethal injection administered by medical professionals rather than taking their own lives, proving it's not about choice, but institutional killing. Christian persecution here at home takes many forms, but few as brazen as the coordinated assault in Denver. Jamie Sanchez's coffee shop, The Drip Cafe, exists to help homeless people transition back to productive lives, hiring those completing his Project Revive program. But LGBT activists and communists in Denver discovered that Sanchez's ministry website lists homosexuality as a sin, and so they launched monthly protests complete with vandalism, broken windows, and a spray-painted image of a KKK lynching on his front door. The grooming of children continues in institutions that should know better. Canadian Memorial United Church, whose pastor is, quote, engaged to another man and actively fundraising to purchase children through surrogacy, hosted a reading of the Rainbow Parade for Children. The book normalizes pride parades where participants wear hardly anything at all, while the children's coordinator pointed out illustrations of nearly naked parade goers to young eyes. This is disgusting. And Alberta Premier Danielle Smith is refusing to surrender on protecting children, appealing a court injunction that blocked her province's ban on transgender surgeries and hormone treatments for minors. I mean, protecting children from chemical castration and surgical mutilation shouldn't be this controversial. It shouldn't be controversial at all. Meanwhile, in Sudan's brutal civil war, Christians are facing persecution from both warring factions. Over 165 churches have been forced to close, with believers subjected to arbitrary detention under abysmal conditions where prisoners die from the living conditions alone. As we tell you so frequently, make sure that you are continuing to pray fervently for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters abroad. And that's been today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.